好，让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
我们愿意安静我们的心。
We'd like to calm ourselves.
求主今天向我们说话。
Please speak to us.
我们祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹们好。
Yeah, hello everyone.
今天我很高兴。
I'm very glad today.
我可以跟以诺传道一起合作。
I can work together with Pastor Enoch.
为过去五年出生的孩子们一起祝福。
So hold a blessing ceremony for all the children born last 5 years.
让我们的教会跟弟兄姐妹日常生活可以结合起来。
So we can integrate our church with the lives of brothers and sisters.
昨天我们教会昨天在这个教会里面发生的事就是一个很好的例子。
So what happens in church is a really good example.
Yesterday. 昨天我们上午就有四十多位说广东话的弟兄姐妹一起有广东话团契。
So there were some around 40 brothers and sisters had a Cantonese group.
然后下午我们又有十来个弟兄姐妹一起有诗班的练唱，还有聚餐。
In the afternoon, the choir had also practice and gathering with dinner.
晚上又有十五对的夫妇还有他们的孩子们一起举行了圣诞聚餐。
In the evening, there were also 15 couples, families with children. We had a Christmas dinner.
然后他们一起在彼此的交流这个交换礼物。
So, they also exchanged gifts.
然后晚上又有这个少年的启发小组，大家一起聚会。
Also in the night, in the evening, there are also alpha group gathering.
啊，我们教会有很多事情在发生。
It's happening a lot in the church.
我们尽量跟弟兄姐妹的生活结合在一起。
We'd like to integrate closely with the lives of brothers and sisters.
我看到弟兄姐妹离开的时候，大家都充满了喜乐。
I saw the joy of everyone when they left.
信仰需要进入生活。
Faith needs to be entering into life.
同时生活也可以来丰富我们的信仰。
Life can also enrich our faith.
让信仰充满着活力。
So we can make our faith full of vitality.
教会要重视信仰与生活的结合。
So church needs to pay attention to how to combine faith and life.
因为主耶稣就给我们留下了最好的榜样。
Jesus has left very good examples to us.
他在普通人的家庭当中成长。
He grew up in a very ordinary family.
他跟着妈妈进厨房。
He following his mother into the kitchen.
跟着爸爸做木匠。
Following father to be a carpenter.
看着渔民抓龙虾。
Watching the fishermen to catch lobsters.
看着朋友去逛市场。
Seeing friends entering into the market.
上帝来到人间。
So Jesus came to earth.
把天国带入了人群。
Bringing the kingdom of heaven into the crowd.
也把信仰带到生活当中。
Bring faith into life.
我们看到马太福音十三章。
We can see Matthew chapter 13.
记载了很多耶稣的比喻。
There are many Jesus parables.
都是来自生活的方方面面的观察。
As the observations from all aspects of life.
今天我选了其中五个简短的耶稣的比喻。
Today I have selected 5 short parables.
来看看信仰跟生活应该有怎样的密切关系。
To look at how is the close relationship between faith and life.
但是当我们进入经文之前。
Before we enter into the scriptures.
我们需要留意到信仰与生活可能脱节的现象。
We need to be mindful of the disconnection between faith and life.
信仰有可能跟个人生命的成长完全脱节。
There might be a disconnection between faith and personal life growth.
意思是说信仰不再去影响生命和生活。
Which means that the faith no longer affects life.
听完讲到没有感动也没有行动。
There's no movement after listening to God's words and no action.
生命没有更新和改变。
There's no update or renewal in life.
所以第一个脱节就是信仰跟生命成长脱节。
The first disconnection is between faith and life growth.
我们看到第二方面就是信仰跟家庭生活脱节。
The second part is the disconnection between faith and family life.
新娘不再影响家人。
Faith no longer affects families.
不再带动家人。
It's not influencing driving families.
反而可能被这个不信主的家人去影响。
On the contrary, will be affected by the non-believers family members.
最后可能是越来越冷淡。
Then it will be growing colder and colder.
第三方面的脱节就是信仰跟信仰跟工作的脱节。
The third part is a disconnection between faith and work.
工作没有成就感。
There's a lack of sense of accomplishment.
找不到工作当中的意外的惊喜。
There's no excitement or surprises.
我们看到第四方面就是信仰跟日常休闲生活脱节。
The fourth part is a disconnection between faith and leisure life.
有时候可能常常过分重视个人休闲。
Sometimes it's too much emphasis on leisure.
而放松了信仰的追求。
But not enough to focus on a faith.
对信仰追求没有热情。
There's no passion.
也不愿意付代价。
And not willing to pay any effort to face.
最后一个脱节就是信仰跟社会生活脱节。
Finally, the last disconnection is between faith and social life.
我们看到面对了这个社会上面鱼龙混杂。
The society is really mixed and complicated.
然后真假难辨。
It's difficult to distinguish between true and false.
我们很难这个借着信仰在这个混乱的世界找到希望或者看到出路。
There's no hope or way out from faith.
我们看到信仰跟生活脱节对生活是很不利的。
It's not beneficial when there is disconnection between faith and life.
其实对我们的信仰也没有利。
It's not good to our faith either.
那怎么可以让信仰跟生活紧密结合起来呢？
How can we integrate them closely together?
让我们再回到 马太福音的十三章中当中的五个简短的比喻。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 13, the five short parables.
我们来看看主耶稣如何把他的信仰带进了生活的方方面面。
Let's see how Jesus brought his faith into all aspects of life.
我们请 Kevin 对，谢谢你把那个经文可以同时放出来。我们看到第一个是芥菜种的比喻。
The first parable is about the mustard seed.
这是耶稣把信仰带进了田园的生活。
So Jesus has brought faith into country life.
回应了我们前面第一个问题，就是信仰跟生命成长脱节的问题。
So it's the first response, the disconnection between faith and the life growth.
我们看到主耶稣他观察了芥菜种成长的过程。
Jesus has observed the growth of mustard seeds.
然后让我们看到哪怕最小的种子。
We can see the smallest seeds.
只要有生命，它都能够长成比自己大几十倍、几百倍的大树。
As long as there's life, it can grow dozens or hundreds bigger.
不单能成长承载自己的重量，反而可以能够让飞鸟续在它的荫下。
It can not only carry its own weight, but also let birds to stay in its shade.
可见种子的这个生命力是如此的顽强和奇妙。
We can see the vitality of the seeds is such wonderful.
主耶稣他自己就是一颗种子。
Jesus himself is a mustard seed.
耶稣自己就是一粒麦子。
Also a grain of wheat.
他具有顽强的生命力。
It's with so much vitality.
然后他就从他一个子粒开始，就从他一个人开始。
Growing from one person as one seed.
教会就不断地成长成今天这棵大树。
And the church just developed into such a big tree today.
超出了自身的无数倍。
It's much, many times bigger than itself.
耶稣说天国的发展好像种菜一样。
Jesus said the development of the kingdom of heaven is also like planting.
从有生命力的这个种子开始。
from the beginning as the seed.
结果它会远远超出他们自身的规模。
It will grow into much bigger scale.
教会的发展就是由一个的充满生命力的弟兄姐妹开始的。
So the growth of church is also starting with everyone, brothers and sisters, full of vitality.
每个人都重生得救。
Everyone is saved.
做新造的人。
Become new.
活出耶稣基督的新生命。
Live like Jesus.
每天都在成长。
Grow every day.
而且发现自己比昨天更加高了。
Find that we are better than yesterday.
比昨天长得更大了，更超越自我了。
Yeah, bigger and surpass ourselves every day.
我们常常会有一些的这个田园生活的经历。
We would sometimes have some country lives.
我在这次回中国探亲。
I went back to my hometown this time.
我这次去了我的老家宜兴。
I went back to 宜兴, my hometown.
我的小姐夫非常喜欢种菜。
My brother-in-law was very fond of growing vegetables.
他在城市这个自己的住宿后面找了一片找到了一个空地是没人管的。
He found a available field nearby.
然后他就种了好多的菜。
Planted many vegetables.
然后到了收成的时候，就要把家里的女儿女婿全部拉到田里面去干活。
So when it's time to harvest, he will ask everyone in the family to come to help.
我在这次回家，我也做了几天农民。
I also experienced as a farmer when I was back.
然后在三十多度的这个高温底下。
When it was more than 30 degrees.
然后为我的姐夫来收个芝麻。
Helping him to harvest sesame.
我也非常感到奇妙的是。
I was it was really wonderful.
芝麻这么小的那个种子。
A very small sesame seed.
最后能够长成这么高。
Can grow very high like this.
而且真的是能够长出很多籽粒来。
Also had a harvest with many seeds.
真是非常，我感到非常这个生命啊，非常的奇妙和伟大。
So life is full of wonder and greatness.
我们很多人都有种菜种花的经验。
Everyone had experience in growing maybe plants or flowers.
你看着自己种的东西在成长。
When you saw the things you planted growing.
是非常喜乐和满足的。
It's really joyful and also satisfactory.
我们看到孩子们成长，我们也充满了喜乐。
When we saw children growing up.
但是我们看看我们自己的生命。
Yeah, it's also joyful, but when we look at ourselves,
当主耶稣他看到芥菜种的时候，会想到属灵生命的成长。
When Jesus saw mustard seeds, he would think about the spiritual growth.
天国的成长。
The growth of the kingdom of heaven.
那我们看到那种每一个生命现象的时候
，When we saw everything growing,
我们有没有想到自己的属灵生命是不是在成长呢
？Did we also reflect that if ourselves, the spiritual life is growing?
我们的信仰能否帮助我们成长呢
？Can faith help us grow?
好，我们看到第二方面，耶稣的第二个比喻。
The second parable,
是讲到了这个面酵的比喻。
It's about yeast.
耶稣把信仰又带进了家庭的生活。
Jesus brought faith into family life.
这是在回应信仰与家庭生活脱节的问题。
It's a response to the disconnection between faith and family life.
这个时候，耶稣从农夫的菜园子走到了妈妈的厨房。
Yeah, Jesus came from a farmer's garden into mom's kitchen.
这个他发现妈妈正在为一家人预备晚餐。
He found out that the mom was preparing dinner for the family.
这个三斗面就相当于一个蛮大的一个家庭。
And
一顿的需要。
How much was that? Yeah.
三斗面。
60 pounds. it equals the amount for a big family.
然后他和了面以后又放一块面酵放在里面。
Yeah. Afterwards, when the dough is ready, she put yeast into it.
然后就让这个整个全团可以发起来。
then their whole dough will rise.
这是我们生活当中非常平常的一件事情。
It's such an ordinary thing.
但是主耶稣却把它跟天国的发展连在一起。
But Jesus will connect that to the development of the kingdom of heaven.
犹太人对面教基本上是带着负面和不好的这个印象的。
Jews will have a negative impression of East.
在某些 宗教节日的时候，他们要清除面教的。
They need to remove East during the religious holidays.
但是在这个地方，耶稣用了面教的好的一面来解释天国的道理。
But here Jesus used the good side of East.
面教能改变身边的 面粉。
So East can change the flour.
可以带动其他的面发起来。
And also cause them to grow.
而且成为主人手中的美食。
Then it becomes a delicacy in the hands of the master.
我看主耶稣就是用这个比喻要来说明一个道理。
Jesus will use this parable to illustrate.
天国具有改变周围环境和改变他人的影响力。
The kingdom of heaven has the power to change the environment around us and also change everyone.
主耶稣的一生就是一直在改变他人的生命。
So Jesus' life is always changing others.
他让软弱的彼得变得刚强。
So it will change Peter from weak to strong.
我们上个礼拜听师母的讲道就看到了彼得的生命哈。
So last week from Shimu's sermon, we can see the change of Peter.
主耶稣一直在影响一代又一代的人。
Jesus has been influencing people generation by generation.
然后将更新改变这个大能一代一代的传下去。
And also put the power of changing people also bring it to generations.
让生命来影响生命。
And to use life to affect life.
主耶稣从妈妈的厨房的生活当中发现了天国的道理。
So Jesus discovered the truth of the kingdom of heaven in mom's kitchen.
而且他应用在自己的生活和侍奉当中。
Also apply this to his own life.
其实厨房往往是考验夫妻关系蛮最好的地方。
So the kitchen is often the best place to test the relationship between husband and wife.
很多家庭矛盾冲突都是发生在起源于厨房的。
Many families' conflicts originate from the kitchen.
面教的比喻就是提醒我们每个基督徒。
The parable of the East is also a reminder to everyone.
我们要把信仰带到厨房里去。
So we need to bring faith into the kitchen.
不要在厨房里面吵个半天，你都不知道忍耐。
Don't need to fight and we cannot tolerate.
我们要把信仰带到家庭生活当中。
We need to bring faith into the daily family life.
在家庭生活当中发挥属灵的影响力。
So we can to be like an influencer or in spirit in family.
夫妻可以运用自己美好的灵性，带动自己的配偶，影响自己的配偶。
So wife and husband can use the beautiful spiritual power to influence each other.
儿女可以影响父母。
Children can also influence parents.
叔叔可以影响侄子。
Uncles can influence nephews.
可以让全家可以发起来。
So all the family members can bring each other up.
昨天我就听了一个姐妹的见证。
Yesterday I heard a testimony.
然后她刚刚从中国回来。
Yeah, the sister came from China just.
她很高兴地告诉我。
She was really happy.
她说她的家人慢慢地开始对信仰感兴趣了。
She said my family members has been more interested into faith.
甚至她的姐姐对她说。
Even her sister was talking.
她说我不知道耶稣是什么样子的。
I didn't know what Jesus is like.
但是我可以相信。
But I can believe.
耶稣大概跟你的样子就是像你这个样子的。
Jesus is almost like you.
哇，如果能够有人这样说的话。
Yeah, if someone can tell me that.
我们是多么的开心啊。
We're so happy.
我真的是非常的感动。
I'm very touched.
我也感谢这位姐妹。
I'm very thankful to the sister.
给自己的家人坚持不懈地传福音。
Spread the gospel to the families with perseverance.
而且用爱去爱他们。
Love them.
用这个在属灵上也影响他们。
Also influence them spiritually.
我不知道现在你是否在属灵方面在影响着家人。
I didn't know that. Are you trying to influence your family spiritually?
有没有把你的家人可以带起来？
Maybe bring them up.
或者是你正在受你家人的影响？
Or are you influenced by them?
是被他们在信仰上拉下去？
Was put down by them?
现在你的状况如何呢？
What is your current situation?
那现在圣诞节快到了。
Yeah, it's closing to Christmas.
这是我们在家里发挥属灵影响力最好的时候。
It's the best time when we try to play our spiritual influence at home.
求神给我们给我们信心，给来使用我们。
Please let the Lord give us faith to use it.
来把全家的属灵气氛可以带起来。
To bring up the spirit, to grow the spiritual faith in families.
好，让我们来看看第三个比喻。
Let's look at the third part, third parable.
耶稣把信仰带入了工作的环境。
Jesus also brought faith into work.
这是在回应信仰与日常工作脱节的问题。
It's a response to the disconnection between faith and work.
现在妈妈她现在这个耶稣从他妈妈的厨房来到了朋友的建筑工地。
So Jesus came from mom's kitchen into his friend's construction site.
然后看他们辛勤的工作。
And watching them working hard.
然后把地基要挖得很深。
Digging the into the foundation.
是为的是要把房子可以建起来。
And to be able to build house on top.
在这个工地上面。
At this working site,
他也会常常听到工人们挖到了一个宝贝的这样的一种故事。
Sometimes he would heard that someone discovered the treasure.
他们会感到非常的惊喜。
They are really surprised.
你们知道中东地区自古以来就是战火不断的。
Yeah, there has been many wars in the Middle East in history.
老百姓经常要逃难。
Many people they need to be driven away.
好，然后呢，自己的家里不能够放什么贵重的东西。
They cannot keep some valuables at home.
其实当时已经有银行。
There has been banks already.
但普通的老百姓用不起银行的。
But ordinary families cannot afford to use them.
那么为了避免损失。
To avoid losses.
他们就把这个宝藏呢，就藏在地里面。
They would hide the treasures under the ground.
然后希望战争结束以后呢，可以回来找这些宝贝。
Hoping that when the war ended, they could come back to discover them again.
耶稣的比喻当中
，In the parable of Jesus,
英文翻译会更加的清楚。
It's better at actually the English translation.
他是在说天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field.
有人发现了这个宝贝。
When a man found it,
然后再把它藏到另外一个地方
he hid it again.
然后呢，就欢欢喜喜地去变卖自己的一切，来买这块地来。
And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field.
然后这个比喻是在描述一个努力工作的人。
So this parable is describing a hardworking person.
他是会发现意外的收获和惊喜的。
He will find unexpected gains and surprises.
请大家特别的留意。
Please pay special attention.
这里讲的收获不是指他的工作的报酬。
The gains are not like the salary they got from work.
而是在工作之外发现宝藏，发现额外的惊喜。
But it's like the treasure they discovered outside work.
这实在是很有属灵的意义的。
This is very spiritually meaningful.
原来工作的背后不只是为了工资报酬。
So it's not working is not only for the pay.
努力挖地的工人会有意外的发现。
If you work hard, you might find something unexpectedly.
这个对我们基督徒来说
，for Christians,
这个意外的收获就是天国的福音。
So this surprise is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们在工作当中能与人分享福音
，if we can share gospel at work,
拯救灵魂。
Save the souls.
你就能跟圣灵一起来发现这个惊喜。
So you can discover the surprises together with the Holy Spirit.
我们就可以享受救恩的那种快乐。
So we can enjoy the joy of salvation.
在几个礼拜前，我碰到我们教会的一位年轻的弟兄。
A few weeks ago, I met a brother at church.
这位弟兄是经常把朋友带到教会来的。
He usually brought many friends also to the church.
那天他就带了两个自己的同事来到了教会。
Yeah, he took two colleagues that time.
好，让他们可以慢慢认识神。
So they can know God more.
但是这两位年轻人其实第二个礼拜就要回中国了。
But those two colleagues would go back to China afterwards immediately.
在回中国之前，他居然有一次机会来到教会参加崇拜。
So before they went back, they had a chance to come to the church and worship.
这对他们来说也是一个意外的惊喜。
It was also a surprise to those people.
对我们信主的人来说也是一个意外的惊喜。
It's also a surprise for our Christians.
因为这个时候他的福音的种子就种在他心里了。
Because this is the seeds of gospel has been planted in their hearts.
我不知道你跟你的同事的关系如何。
I don't know how are the relationships between you and your colleagues.
你有没有机会把耶稣带到你的工作环境去？
Do you have the chance to bring Jesus into your work?
你有没有在工作中发现福音的机会？
Maybe you can discover the opportunities of gospel at work.
获得意外的惊喜。
Also maybe gain surprises.
如果这样的话，
If like this,
你就会发现工作并不是很无聊的。
Then working is not boring.
是隐藏着很多的惊喜在那边。
It's hidden with a lot of surprises.
好，让我们看到第四个比喻。
And look at the fourth parable.
就是把信仰带入了休闲生活当中。
Then bring faith into leisure life.
现在我们要回到这个比喻，其实是要回应信仰与休闲生活脱节的问题。
Yeah, it's a response to the disconnection between faith and leisure.
主耶稣从朋友的工作环境。
Jesus came from the work environment of friends.
就来到了珠宝市场，在逛市场。
To the jewelry market.
他把信仰带入了休闲的生活。
Bringing faith into leisure life.
他可以听到了老百姓津津乐道的谈论他们的收藏。
He listened to the people that talking about their collections.
有人很喜欢收藏珠宝。
Someone very fond of collecting jewelries.
啊，特别是当时是收藏珍珠。
Especially pearls.
他们找到以后如获至宝。
They were very happy when they found some valuables.
然后欢欢喜喜的去变卖所有的去买这个珍珠。
They would sell everything they had and buy the pearls.
古代社会当中。
In the old times.
珍珠在人们的心目中拥有很重要的地位。
Pearls are very important in people's mind.
大家都以这个拥有一颗珍贵的珍珠为自豪。
They're very proud if they can own pearls.
不单是因为珍珠的这个价值。
It's not only because of the value.
更是因为珍珠的美丽。
Also the beauty of pearls.
据说珠宝市场有很多蛮好的这个珍珠。
Yeah, accordingly, there were many good pearls in the market.
但是最好的珍珠只有一颗。
But the best, of course, was only one.
珍珠，所以这些这个珍珠爱好者就要用他一生的精力去找到这颗最重要的这个珍珠。
So the collectors need to spend their lives to just search for the best one.
主耶稣就是从人们寻找珍珠的那种热情。
So Jesus just find from the passion when they search pearls.
想到了人们对于天国追求的热情。
Also related to the passion when people seek the kingdom of heaven.
如果人可以为了，如果人可以为了最珍贵的珍珠投这个终身投入。
So if we can, people can actually use a lot of efforts to find pearls.
然后锲而不舍地追求到这个珍贵的珍珠。
And just non-stop.
然后天国的救恩就更值得人们去不惜一切代价去用毕生的精力去寻找它。
Then the kingdom of heaven is more worthy of people to devote themselves until they pursue it.
其实主耶稣基督就是这样来做我们的榜样的。
Jesus Christ is like example like that way.
其实在我们的生活当中
In our lives,
在我们休闲生活当中
in our leisure life,
我们有很多机会可以把信仰带进去的。
We have many chances that we can integrate faith into it.
你出去旅行坐飞机的时候
when we go out for holidays and on plane,
你身边就有传福音的机会。
Could be that you spread the gospel to the people around you.
你走路的时候背上背的背包
When you walk, you have a backpack.
啊，这个背包也可以诉说耶稣的。
The backpack can also tell Jesus stories.
啊，回到中国，你也可以带一些的福音单张。
When you go back to China, for example, you can brought some canals of gospel.
Or leaflet, gospel leaflet.
Yeah, yeah. 嗯
啊，自己看一张。
Watching one yourself.
你也可以把它安静地放在宾馆的桌子上。
Also put some on the table of the hotels.
你不是说大量的去分发，对吗？
Not spreading a lot.
啊，人们有可能发现这个宝贝。
People might find it.
我就听有人讲过，他为什么信耶稣。
I have heard someone that why they believed in Jesus.
就是因为在街上找到发现过或者是读到过一张福音单张来。
Because they found this leaflet on the street once.
其实用不着我们教会一定要组织多少的传福音的这个到街上去传福音的活动。
It's not that we have to spend so many people to go on the street to spread this.
其实你也可以拿一点时间出来到市场上去逛一逛，去见见人。
We can also go to the market to meet people.
让人们有发现耶稣的机会。
To let people have the chance to discover Jesus.
我们也可以把信仰带入到我们的休闲生活当中。
We can also bring faith into our leisure life.
在生活当中发现属灵的亮光。
We can also discover the enlightenment of spirit in life.
这个对我们的信仰生活也是非常有好处的。
It's very beneficial to our faith.
好，让我们再看最后的一个比喻。
Let's look at the last parable.
就是关于撒网的比喻。
It's about the net.
主耶稣将信仰生活带入了社会的生活。
Jesus brought the faith into the social life.
这是要回应这个信仰与社会脱节的这样的一个问题。
It's a response to the distinction between faith and the social.
主耶稣从珠宝市场来到了海边。
Jesus came from the jewelry market to the sea.
然后看见渔民在海边这个撒网捕鱼。
And so fishermen casting nets to catch fish.
啊，这个当时的渔民有两种捕鱼的方法。
There are two kinds of ways to catch fish.
一种就是把网一头系在手上。
One method is to tie one end of the net on one hand.
然后呢，使劲的甩出去。
And then just cast the other end.
然后这个网，然后这个网就好像是一个帐幕一样的罩在大海上面。
So the net is a big tent, like casting on the sea.
然后就可以抓到鱼。
Then we can get fish.
然后另一种就是在水里面这个撒网，就是撒网。
And then the other way is to just throw the net into the water.
然后就慢慢慢慢就过一段时间就把它拉上来，拉上来。
Pull it up slowly afterwards.
然后他们就会发现这个网上有很多不同的水族鱼类。
There were many kinds of fish.
然后渔民就会去挑选有用的。
So the fishermen will select the useful.
然后丢掉那些没有用的。
Throw away is useless.
我们在解释耶稣比喻的时候会遇到一些困难。
When we discover the parables of Jesus, sometimes it's difficult.
历史上曾经有人很喜欢用对号入座的方法。
In history, some people might like to use the method that trying to look at every single details.
Yeah. 然后比如说，这个大海里面的大海代表什么意思啊？
For example, what does sea represent?
然后渔网代表什么意思啊？
What does net represent?
然后小鱼啊，小虾代表谁啊？
Small fish, small shrimp. What does it represent?
螃蟹这个龙虾代表什么呀
？Yeah, what does crab represent?
然后我自己到底是一条大鱼还是小鱼啊
？Am I a big fish or small fish?
是被主留下来了，还被主扔掉了
？Am I the one selected or cast away?
但是今天研究圣经的人
，But today when we study Bibles，
已经排除了这种解释的方法。
We have excluded this way，
而是倾向把比喻所有的细节。在对准一个共同的主题。
We tend to summarize every details into a common theme.
比如说撒网的比喻，最主要到底讲一个什么样的真理呢
？So the parable of casting net was the most important thing.
它是要在讲社会当中，甚至在教会当中。
It's about actually in society or in church.
存在着各式各样的人。
There are kinds of people.
好像海里面捞上来的东西一样。
It's like the all fish has been caught.
然后好的坏的都混在一起。
They're good and bad.
然后意思是没有办法分辨。
It's difficult to distinguish.
也没有人有能力去分辨。
Or we lack the ability.
所以只有到最终极的时候，对于末世的时候。
So when the end comes.
神自己就是那个渔夫。
God himself is the fisherman.
他要将好跟坏、善与恶分别出来。
He will distinguish between good and bad.
有的被神接纳，有的被神抛弃。
Someone will be accepted, someone will be rejected.
而教会的责任不是去分辨哪一个好，哪一个坏。
So the responsibility of church is not to judge what is good or bad.
而是把好好坏坏的都聚拢起来，交在神的手中。
But rather to gather everyone together and hand it over to God.
让上帝来分辨，来判断。
And let God to judge.
今天我们要把信仰带入社会。
We need to bring faith into the society.
就是要我们把信心跟希望带到这个混乱的社会当中。
So let's bring hope and faith into this complicated society.
我们不是要去论断谁好谁坏。
We're not going to judge people.
更不能够因为社会的混乱我们就灰心失望。
And also not hopeless because the society is so mess.
我们需要相信上帝。
We need to believe in God.
相信他有他的时间。
We believe God has his own time.
相信他有他的判断。
He has his own judgment.
我们应该看到在上帝里面是有信心、有希望、有出路的。
There's hope in God.
前面我们这个从耶稣的教导和榜样。
We can see from the teachings and examples from God.
我们看到主耶稣基督把他的信仰跟他的生活紧密联合在一起。
Jesus integrated closely between a life and faith.
他把信仰带入了农夫的菜园。
He brought faith into the gardens.
然后把信仰带进了生活的方方面面。
Into different aspects of life.
其实我们也要把我们的信仰带入到我们生活的方方面面。
We need to also bring the faith into our daily lives as every aspects.
这样的话，我们才能看到这个日常的繁琐的忙碌的生活到底有什么属灵意义。
Then we can see in our busy life what is the spiritual meaning.
然后同时我们也让丰富的生活可以来丰富我们的信仰。
At the same time, we can also enrich faith with our lives.
那么我们怎么样能够让这个丰富的生活又能够丰富我们的信仰呢？
How can we enrich our faith with life?
我们信仰可以影响生活。
So faith will affect life.
让我们看到生活的意义。
So we can look at the meaning of life.
反过来，生活可以丰富我们的信仰。
On the other hand, life can enrich faith.
使得我们的信仰充满着活力。
So our faith will become more vibrant.
我希望大家留意一下那个马太福音十三章一节的经文，给我们特别有意思的背景介绍。
Yeah, if we look at the Matthew chapter 13, in the beginning, it's really interesting introduction.
我读中文哈，你有英文哈。
Yeah.
好，中文这样说啊，当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来。坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上，他用比喻对他们讲许多道理。
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and was seated by the seaside, and great numbers of people came together to him, so that he got into a boat, and people took up their position by the sea.And he gave them teaching in the form of story, saying.
有人留意到这段经文的非常特别的地方。
Someone might notice something special here.
因为耶稣在这个之前经常在会堂里、房子里、圣殿里讲道。
Jesus often preach in synagogues or temples or houses before.
但是现在随着这个宗教领袖对耶稣越来越反感。
But as the religious leaders more against Jesus,
耶稣慢慢地从房子里、圣殿里、会堂里出来，来到大自然当中。
So Jesus also slowly came out of the house and to the nature.
在一个更大的圣殿里。
And in a bigger temple.
在海边，在船上。
By the sea on boats.
来给啊给人家讲道。
To preach to others.
使得信仰的生活充满着生机，充满着活力。
So the faith is full of life and vitality.
我们看新约当中这个法利赛人、祭司或者宗教领袖的宗教生活。
When we see the religious life of the Pharisees,
啊，同时我们要看耶稣基督和他的门徒的信仰生活。
And also the religious life of Jesus and his disciples.
我们可以看到两幅完全不同的图画。
We can see two completely different pictures.
一个是单调无聊的宗教生活。
One is very boring.
另一方面是丰富多彩的信仰生活。
One is really colorful and rich.
宗教领袖把信徒关在圣殿里，关在房子里敬拜。
So the religious leaders will shut people in these temples.
然后去烧香，去献祭。
And to burn incense and to offer sacrifices.
主耶稣却把人带到海边，在船上，在田边，在厨房里敬拜赞美神。
But Jesus will bring people by the sea, on boats or fields, and to worship God.
宗教领袖为十一奉献感到自己骄傲。
So the Pharisees were really proud that they gave this tithes. And Jesus, yeah.
但是耶稣却每天奉献自己全部的生命。
But Jesus just gave his life every day.
宗教领袖死守法律的规条。
And the religious leaders were abiding the rules very stubbornly.
把信仰变成了枷锁。
Also turn faith into more restrictions.
主耶稣却跟着税吏做朋友，尽心爱上帝，彼此相爱。
Jesus will be friends of tax collectors and love God, love people.
宗教领袖为了他们的权利明争暗斗。
The religious leaders will fight for their power.
主耶稣却在做众人的仆人。
But Jesus is a servant to everyone.
医治伤心的人。
And heal the brokenhearted.
医治病痛的人，安慰伤心的人。
Heal the sick and comfort the brokenhearted.
然后鼓励软弱的，释放捆绑的人。
And encourage the weak and also freeing the chained.
让绝望的人、失望的人能够看到希望。
Give people hope when they are frustrated.
所以我要问问弟兄姐妹。
I will ask you, everyone.
你喜欢宗教领袖这种的信仰生活吗？
Do you like the religious leader's life?
还是你喜欢耶稣那样的信仰生活呢？
Or like more Jesus?
我更喜欢耶稣那样的信仰生活。
I would like Jesus' example more.
信仰非常的丰富。
It's so rich.
非常的有活力。
Vibrant.
非常有吸引力。
Attractive.
我们教会已经建立将近40年了。
The church it has been established almost 40 years.
在挪威移民教会当中，我们是一个比较早的建立自己教会的一个例子。
We are one of the earliest to build our own church among the immigrants.
实在是非常感恩的。
It's very thanksgiving.
但是是不是教会历史越长？
But maybe the longer a church is,
教会就会越兴旺呢？
The church will be more prosperous.
事实并非如此。
Maybe not.
我担心教会时间越长。
I'm a bit worried about the longer the church is.
会不会越来越跟当下的日常生活脱节？
Maybe we'll be more disconnected with the present life.
我们越来越没有芥菜种那样生命的有生命力的成长。
Maybe we will not be like the mustard seed.
我们没有面交那样的正面的影响力。
East like the influence.
我们在工作当中没有这种找到宝贝的意外喜乐。
Maybe not like discovering the treasures like the excitement at work.
我们对信仰的追求已经失去了寻找珍珠的那样的热情。
And we lost the passion like seeking pearls.
我们对混乱的世界感到绝望，感到灰心。
We have been frustrated by the world.
我们失去了渔民那样的信心和盼望。
And we lost the hope as a fisherman.
让我们跟随主耶稣基督的脚踪。
Let's follow Jesus Christ's steps.
学习他的榜样。
And learn from his examples.
把自己带入人群中。
And bring ourselves into the crowd.
把信仰带到当下的生活。
Bring faith into the present life.
使生活更有属灵的意义。
Make our life more spiritually meaningful.
让信仰更有生命的活力。
And let our faith with more vitality.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你面前。
Dear Father, let us bring us to you.
我们谢谢你今天的话语。
We thank you for your words.
求主你亲自给我们力量。
Please give us strength.
亲自引导我们。
And guide us.
让我们能够把信仰带入生活。
Let us bring faith into life.
我们也把生活带入我们的信仰。
Also, bring life into faith.
让我们的信仰生活充满活力。
Let our faith be more vibrant.
能够成为我们身边人们的美好的榜样。
Let's be good examples to people around us.
求主加信心加力量。
Give us power and faith.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢吴双。